You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I think we promoted this as the piece of clothing or item that your significant other or spouse has that you just want to throw away, that you can't stand.
I think I went through our whole planning process thinking one thing and you thought another, and I just was not on your wavelength.
It's all good. That's fine.
I would like to do it the way you want to do it, so I will defer.
I think that might be a little more fun. Okay, so there's an article of clothing or, you know, anything, a hat, a piece of jewelry that your spouse has or significant other, and you just absolutely hate it, and you want them to get rid of it.
Oh, my God. Then let me go first.
Okay.
But it's me, and Gretchen cannot stand it. It's one sweater that I have that, and she has a name for this. I should text her and find out there's a name for it based off of like some character on a TV show. I know it's not Charlie Brown with his sweater with a zigzaggy line. It's something else. But she says she hates whenever I wear the sweater that's got I know which one it is. One solid line that goes across it like chest level.
You look like a child when you wear that shirt. I know exactly what
shirt it is. The funny thing is, I still have it in my closet, okay? But I'll bet it's been 3 or 4 years since I wore it, because when I see it, I think, oh, well, Gretchen says I look like a complete imbecile when I wear that. I should probably just donate it, you know, to a clothing store or something.
It looks like you would find that at, like, you know, one of those, like, kids' secondhand clothing stores, whatever. Like, a little kid would be wearing it. Some parent got rid of it. Because
I always liked it. I mean, I really liked it.
Really?
She was like, you can't wear that anymore. Well, she doesn't say that. She's like, you just look stupid when you wear it. So now that's in my head.
Yep. Like, you don't want to wear the stupid shirt. Just call it the stupid shirt.
I guess it's a stupid sweater.
Mine.
So that's mine.
That's yours. Mine with a sweet knickknack. It's funny. I actually had to apologize to somebody that was over at the house the other day. You know, we've had that little leak in our roof, and we've had roofers coming by to inspect the roof and give us quotes. And she was outside with me and the roofer, and we're standing there talking. And before he left, I go, oh, one more thing before you leave. I do want to apologize for my wife's pants this morning. And she looked down. She's like, oh, my God, I forgot I had these on. She calls them her cleaning pants. And they're all black, and then they have like 1,000 multicolored stars all over them. If anyone is familiar with Jem, the cartoon from like the 80s, and I think they had a reboot, it's very 80s, very bright, vibrant neon colors, and they're all stars. And she looks like she should be in some sort of 80s exercise class. And she started laughing. She's like, I'm so sorry. These are truly my cleaning pants. I just wear them when I clean the house. But I'm telling you, Dom, they are disgusting.
Are they hideous?
They're hideous.
Robin says, I finally got rid of it, but for the longest time, I had a bright pink shirt that with blue letters said, Life's a Beach on it. I wore it all the time until I got bleach splashed on it, and that was what made me look too ridiculous to wear.
That sealed the deal, huh? All right. Okay. Real quick, here's Terry. She says, my boyfriend wears comic book t-shirts now. He didn't when we started dating, but now it's who he has become. Every time I see him in that stupid Wolverine shirt, I dream of ripping it to shreds. I also dream of leaving him. And that was from Terry.
Yes, right.
Comic book shirts.
Who was the listener who said that their spouse wears something and it's made them rethink their decision to even marry this person?
Oh, wasn't it a Sesame Street shirt or something?
Yes.
Where did it go? Yeah, anyway.
Oh, my God. You people are making us laugh. Beth says, my husband has a green t-shirt that he bought at a secondhand store. It was ugly and stretched out when he bought it. It has continued to get uglier and more stretched out through the years. The one time, and a lot of people will relate with this, she says, the one time I tried to throw it out, he found it and dug it out of the trash.
Yep.
He calls it his working shirt.
This is my working shirt. Here it is, Karen. My boyfriend has an old Sesame Street shirt where he ripped the sleeves off. He wears it a lot in the summer, and I rethink my decisions a lot when he puts it on.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. Let's take a couple of calls. Debbie and Rebecca are in line holding. Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good.
We're having a great day. What's the clothing item?
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Okay, so my husband has this t-shirt. from a restaurant that I don't think exists anymore up in Breckenridge. It's called Breckenridge Barbecue. Very good. But we went there 20-some years ago. And he got this T-shirt, and it has a pig on the front. And it says, and I'm kind of embarrassed to even say what it says. But
no, wait a minute. It's not going to say something that we can't say on the radio, is it?
Oh, no. It's totally
okay.
PG. Totally
go
PG.
Ahead.
But it says, I got my pork pulled.
And you're mad at this shirt? How could you be mad at this shirt?
I'd go back and get another one.
I want it on the front and the back.
So, his and hers.
Oh, God. I'm like, can we not wear this in public? Can we not project
No,
this
that's a shirt you wear to church.
Yeah, you got to wear that to a wedding.
That's a classy-ass shirt right there.
Oh, my God. He just loves that shirt, and I just loathe it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's really good. That's a good one.
Don't ever throw it away, though, Debbie. Don't do that to him, okay? Don't throw it away.
I won't. I'll let him have it.
You're the best. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You guys, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's really good.
That's solid.
I love it.
Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Describe this clothing item, please.
Okay, it's a green sweatshirt, hooded sweatshirt. It says, beer is my life across the front. And it's literally falling apart. Like, rips, holes.
And did he get it, like, someplace special, though, so that it's, like, memorable to him?
Right. So we each got shirts because it was raining at the Minnesota State Fair. And we were just started dating, and so he got the Beer is My Life sweatshirt, and I got the Beer is My Life shirt, T-shirt. I have no idea where mine is, but his comes out a lot, like, and he wore it a couple days ago to Costco.
Oh, no.
Like, I hop in the car, and he's got it on with, like, a shirt under it, and...
Oh, no. And you're like, oh, yeah. No.
We're driving, so, the sleeve, the lining around the sleeve, like the cuff, is falling apart.
Did you walk like 10 feet in front of him at Costco?
Yeah, I know. I went behind him.
Have you tried to, like, get rid of this shirt without him knowing? Have you tried to trash it?
Put it, like, back in the bins, you know, like the winter bin, and then it comes out, and then he finds it, and... I thought about burning it, but I just...
No, don't do that to him. You know, it's the little things in life, Rebecca.
It's just broken in. It's just right.
You know, it was a special day.
See, and it reminds him of one of your first dates together. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's magical.
It is.
Thanks.
Yeah, after
thank you
15
for,
years of marriage, you want to have a little something like that to hang on to.
That's right. Memories.
Thank you for making us laugh. You have a fun day today, okay?
Thank you so much. You made my day.
See you later.
You made ours just by calling. Thank you, Rebecca. Madeline says that her baby daddy still has shorty shorts that he's had
for decades. Watch out, ladies.
Shorty shorts. There's a picture of me somewhere playing golf from like the late 1980s, and I've got the short shorts on, and it is such
that
a
is
bad
messy.
Look.
If anyone wants to go to the Facebook, the star pants have been posted. My wife's
Oh, good.
Star
I
want to
see them.
Check
Are
them
they
out.
That bad? They might be
I just texted
kind
you a picture
adorable.
Of them, actually.
Oh,
look
you
at your
didn't
phone. They're so bad.
Let me see. Oh, my God.
I told you. They're horrible. And she
Why
goes
did she
out
even
public.
Buy those?
They were a gift.
Oh.
From her mom.
A gift or a curse?
They
Come
must have
on,
been on clearance. Cool. They must have been on the clearance rack.
You know, but the way they look brand spanking new, so she must not wear them that often.
Oh, God. No, they're on quite a bit. They're really bad. Anyway, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook if you want to see them and comment. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Jennifer says, I'm in the same boat as Dom, and my closet is a romper that my husband told me makes me look like a woman baby.
I'm a woman baby.
She goes, I thought I looked so cute in it, but I can't wear it now without feeling like a toddler in their onesie.
Oh,
yeah, you know, why ruin someone's joy?
Heather says,
poor Ross Geller shirt.
My ex-husband walks in public wearing socks and flip-flops. Are you kidding me? He stuffs his socks in between his big toe and his second toe and then slides on his flips. So bad.
Check out the photo. We should post this one too. Jess sent a photo. She goes, my husband refuses to get rid of these 80s Muscle Beach parachute pants. And she included.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Those are like hammer pants. Hammer
pants. Kind of like MC Hammer pants.
I think I had those pants. Oh, no.